Welcome to the Billing Blueprint Podcast, your go-to resource for innovative medical billing solutions. Each episode, we explore the latest industry trends and share proven strategies to help your practice streamline operations and get paid faster. Now, here are your hosts, Brad and Sarah.
You know that feeling, right? When a medical bill lands and it just looks like, well, like it's written in another language.
Oh, yeah.
All those codes, the charges, it leaves you thinking, what is all this? And how am I supposed to figure it out? If that sounds familiar, well, you are definitely not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Navigating the whole financial side of healthcare, it can be really, really stressful.
It's such a common thing. And it really highlights something important. The medical treatment itself is obviously crucial, but the entire journey a patient goes through.
The whole thing.
Yeah, from scheduling that first appointment all the way to understanding the bill and paying it. That whole process really shapes how people feel about their care.
Yeah.
You can almost call it a patient roadmap.
A patient roadmap. Okay, that sounds quite structured. So it's more involved than just, showing up for your checkup. What are we actually talking about?
Exactly. Think of it like a framework, a guide for the patient through their entire experience with that provider or system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's collaborative. It involves the healthcare team and the patient, ideally focusing on making informed choices at every single step.
Got it. So what are the kind of key stops on this roadmap, this healthcare journey?
Well, typically you've got the initial scheduling, then receiving the actual medical care, then comes the invoice, the bill,
right,
and finally making the payment. And the absolute key really for a good experience is clear communication. Consistent communication at each stage.
Okay.
That's what really builds trust and ultimately satisfaction.
Right. Like a friendly scheduler gets things off to a good start. But let's be real. For a lot of people, that smooth journey hits a massive speed bump when the bills show up.
Mm-hmm.
It can almost feel like this totally separate, confusing, often frustrating part of the whole thing.
You've absolutely pinpointed a major friction point there. It's funny, isn't it? Despite all the amazing tech advances in healthcare, billing often remains this primary source of frustration for patients.
Yeah.
The article we're sort of digging into today, it's from Bill Flash, and it really looks closely at this connection, the patient roadmap, and that billing experience.
Bill Flash.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've looked into how this whole journey, including the money side, affects how happy patients are with their care providers. Is that the gist?
Precisely. The article really drives home that point. As patients find themselves paying more out of pocket these days.
Which is happening more and more.
Exactly. The clarity of the bills, how easy it is to understand them, how easy it is to pay them, having flexible options, all that becomes really critical. It actually influences where people choose to get care and if they'll stick with a provider.
Wow. Okay. So our goal for this deep dive then is to really unpack the key takeaways from this Bill Flash piece. Help us all understand how making that billing part of the roadmap smoother and more transparent can benefit everyone.
That's the plan. We want to identify some, concrete strategies, things that can actually lead to a less stressful, more understandable financial experience in healthcare.
We've sort of touched on it already that billing can be a real headache. What are some of the main challenges patients run into when they hit that stage of their journey?
Well, one of the biggest ones, easily, is getting billing statements that are just unclear. Or sometimes, even worse, they have actual mistakes. Patients often face, medical jargon they don't understand.
Mm.
Maybe unexpected charges pop up that weren't discussed.
The dreaded surprise bill.
Exactly. Or even just some simple admin errors in the amounts. Things like that.
It feels like you need a decoder ring sometimes. And those unexpected charges, they can really kill the trust, can't they? Why are unclear bills such a big deal beyond just being annoying?
Well, fundamentally, like you said, it damages trust. Patients might feel like maybe they're not being treated fairly or maybe information's being hidden on purpose.
Right.
It can make them feel taken advantage of, especially when they're already feeling vulnerable, dealing with health issues. And then practically speaking, these issues just inevitably cause payment delays.
Makes sense.
And they pile a ton of extra administrative work onto the practice staff, who then have to spend ages answering questions and sorting out disputes.
Okay, so this Bill Flash article, it mentions a potential solution, customizable mailed statements. What's the idea behind that? How did that help?
What's really smart about it is recognizing that a bill isn't just a demand for money. It's a piece of communication.
Ah. Great.
So Bill Flash allows practices to create statements, mailed ones, that have, say, personalized color schemes, specific messaging, making them way easier for patients to actually read and understand.
Okay.
And if the statement looks like it belongs to the practice, you know, with their branding, that can also help build that familiarity and trust. And crucially, automating how these are generated cuts down on those manual entry mistakes, which are often the source of those trust rating errors we were talking about.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. A bill that doesn't look like a tax form from another planet could definitely lower the anxiety level. What's another big hurdle patients face with the financial side?
Another really critical challenge is just the lack of different ways to pay.
Ah.
I mean, think about it. In pretty much every other part of our lives as consumers, we expect flexibility in how we pay for things, right?
Totally. Online, apps, payment plans.
Exactly. And healthcare really needs to catch up with those expectations. Patients want to pay online, maybe set up a payment plan, use different methods, cards, digital wallets, you name it. If those options aren't there, it just creates unnecessary hassle.
So how does BillFlash try to smooth that part of the roadmap out?
Well, they offer a whole range of payment solutions specifically designed to meet those different preferences. So that includes things like easy to use online and mobile payment options.
Okay.
Ways to pay in the office, setting up automated payments, secure gateway services for processing, and even their financing option, FlexPay, which gives patients more breathing room with payments.
Right. Okay. So we've got confusing bills, not enough ways to pay. What's the third big challenge the article highlights?
The third major thing that can really throw a wrench in the works, especially around billing, is delayed communication.
Ah, yeah. Waiting and wondering.
Exactly. When there are big lags in getting the bills out, or just a lack of proactive updates about what's owed and when, it just creates uncertainty and, frankly, anxiety for the patient.
That feeling of being in the dark about what you owe or when it's even due, yeah, that's really unsettling. It can make you feel like you're not really in control of things.
Precisely. And inconsistent communication just makes the confusion worse. So BillFlash offers things like e-bills, sending bills via email and text.
Okay.
And also automated pay reminders. These systems can send out timely reminders, maybe up to 3 a month until the balance is paid, just keeping patients in the loop about their financial responsibilities.
Reminders sound genuinely helpful. I know I appreciate them for other bills. Does the article say anything about how well these actually work for medical bills?
It does, actually. There's research mentioned that shows a pretty decent chunk of patients, around 39%, really value getting reminders, especially if they're consistent.
Interesting.
And even more, 62% say they prefer getting these reminders digitally, text, or email.
That makes sense.
And here's the kicker. Over half the patients surveyed said they'd probably pay their bills faster if they got reminders like that.
Ah, so it helps the practice too.
Absolutely. It speeds up cash flow for the practice, and it makes the whole billing interaction feel more transparent and less stressful for the patient. It's a real win-win.
Definitely a win-win. So, clear, timely communication makes a real, measurable difference. Now, we've laid out these challenges. What are the actual consequences for patients when they have a bad billing experience? Is it just a bit annoying, or is it more serious?
Oh, the consequences can be pretty serious, especially when it comes to patient loyalty, you know, keeping patients.
Right.
The article cites this really striking stat. Almost 3/4, 74% of young adults, like 18 to 26-year-olds, said they would actually consider switching healthcare providers just because of a bad billing experience.
3 out of 4, that's huge.
It is. And even for the older group, 65 plus, it's still significant. A third, 33%, said the same thing.
Those numbers are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're eye-opening. To think that something like a confusing bill could make so many people want to leave their doctor, it really hammers home how vital this part of the patient journey actually is.
It really does.
So, okay, what can practices do then? What are some concrete steps they can take to create this seamless billing experience the article talks about? What are the best practices here?
Well, the foundation is really making this seamlessness a priority, you know, across the board in billing. A basic but crucial element, building on what we said earlier, is providing itemized statements that clearly simply explain the costs, using language people can actually understand. The article suggests using those professionally designed mailed statements, maybe with color coding, to make sections clearer, and definitely cutting back on the complex medical jargon.
Good.
Another really valuable practice is giving patients cost estimates before their appointment.
Ah, pre-visit estimates. That sounds like a total game changer. It would help people understand what they're likely to owe up front, avoid those awful surprise bills later.
Absolutely. The article mentions research showing that, like, 92% of patients want to understand their likely out-of-pocket costs before they even get the care.
Makes sense.
And BillFlash has a tool for this called Prebill. It lets practices send these estimates securely to patients via text or email. Patients can look it over and even have the option to prepay online through Secure Portal.
That's incredibly proactive. Puts the patient in a much better spot to plan, to budget.
Yeah.
What are the specific benefits of using something like Prebill, according to the article?
It points at a few key things. It works for both regular office visits and telehealth. It cuts down on the admin workload for the practice staff because you're getting some payments up front.
Right.
And obviously it improves the practice's cash flow by reducing those delays and getting paid after the visit.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about actually making the payments. How can practices put those modern payment options we talked about into action effectively?
Yeah, the article really stresses offering a range of convenient choices. Things like e-bills via text and email are pretty much essential now to reach patients how they prefer to be reached. These notifications have secure links to pay. And interestingly, the article notes that when you use e-bills alongside traditional mailed statements, it can potentially cut the average time it takes to get paid way down from maybe 20 days to just 9.
9 days. Wow, that's a huge difference in getting paid.
It really is. Practices should also make sure they accept multiple payment methods, debit, credit, mobile wallets like Apple Pay, Google Pay, have user-friendly online portals available 24/7. Even simple things like putting QR codes on mail statements can bridge that paper-to-digital gap, offer a quick, contactless way to pay.
Right.
And finally, offering flexible payment plans, like that BillFlash FlexPay option, can make a massive difference in affordability for patients. Lets them spread costs out while the practice still gets paid promptly.
That FlexPay sounds like a really smart solution, kind of helps both sides.
Exactly. The article suggests that with FlexPay, practices often get their payment initiated, like the very next business day.
Wow.
And the application for patients is designed to be super quick, under a minute usually, doesn't involve a hard credit check, and apparently has a high approval rate, around 90%, even offering a 0% interest option for some.
So technology is obviously threaded through all of this. How does the BillFlash article really frame tech's role in improving the patient roadmap, especially when it comes to billing?
Yeah, the article basically says technology is crucial, indispensable really, for streamlining the whole patient journey, and billing is absolutely part of that. Software like BillFlash automates a lot of those time-sucking processes, like generating and sending the bills, sending out the reminders we talked about. That takes a huge administrative load off the practice staff.
Automation seems like the key to freeing up staff time for, you know, actual patient interaction.
Totally. Automation handles sending bills through different channels, mail, text, email. It manages those important payment reminders, and it securely processes payments coming in through all those different methods. But beyond just automation, the article also talks about the benefit of integrated solutions.
Integrated solutions, what's the advantage there?
Well, picture this. The practice staff can see all the relevant patient info demographics, medical notes, billing history, payment status, all in one system.
Ah, no more juggling different programs.
Exactly. It eliminates switching between screens, boosts efficiency, cuts down on errors, and just makes the whole workflow smoother.
That makes perfect sense. Having everything in one place would definitely streamline things on the back end. And how does tech help with engaging the patient more in the billing part?
Well, technology allows for that personalized communication through customizable statements, right? Making the information feel more relevant, easier to grasp for each person.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, those 247 online payment portals offer huge convenience. Patients can check their balance, make a payment whenever it suits them, day or night. So when it's used thoughtfully, tech doesn't just make things more efficient. It actually helps build stronger, more convenient connections with patients.
So, okay, when a practice manages to pull this off, implements the seamless patient roadmap, really focusing on the billing experience, what are the main wins for the patient and for the practice?
For patients, the upsides are pretty clear. Less stress, less confusion about bills.
Big ones.
Huge. They get flexible ways to handle their healthcare costs. And this positive financial interaction, it builds trust, builds loyalty, makes them more likely to stick with that provider. And for the practices, the benefits are faster, more reliable payments, less administrative hassle and cost, and ultimately, it supports sustainable growth in the long run.
It really sounds like a virtuous cycle, doesn't it? Happier, better informed patients pay faster and stay longer.
Exactly.
Now, the article obviously focuses on BillFlash. Can you give us a quick recap of their main offerings based on our discussion?
Sure. BillFlash basically positions itself as this all-in-one solution. They've got over 20 years in the business, integrate with over 100 billing systems, which is quite a lot. And they claim pretty significant results. Practices apparently report seeing, like, a 60% jump in payments within the first month of using their services.
60% is. Yeah, that's a compelling number. What are some of the specific features they offer that tie directly into creating that smoother patient roadmap we've been talking about?
Okay, so their peer reminder system automates those text and email prompts we discussed. You can customize the timing, and it automatically stops bothering someone once they've paid. Their flexible payment plans, the FlexPay thing, lets practices get paid upfront while patients pay over time. We mentioned the next day payment initiation for providers, the quick application for patients, no hard credit check, high approval, sometimes 0% interest.
Those seem like really strong points. What else do they offer that helps the patient's financial experience?
They have a lot of customizable billing and payment options. So professional mailed statements, printed and mailed the next day with those QR codes for easy online payment.
Okay.
Their e-bills via text and email for same day delivery, which can potentially slash that payment time down to 9 days, remember?
Yeah.
They offer pre-bill for sending those cost estimates before the visit and letting patients pay up front. And they support a ton of payment methods online, in person, mail, phone, plus things like storing payment info securely, setting up auto pay.
Pretty comprehensive.
And one more thing, they even have integrated collection services. U.S.-based specialists, apparently many are bilingual, who handle overdue accounts but focus on communicating respectfully with patients.
Okay, so it really does sound like BillFlash offers a pretty complete toolkit aimed right at those common medical billing headaches.
Absolutely. Their whole setup seems designed to address that financial piece of the patient's journey, fitting it neatly into that larger roadmap of care.
So just to wrap things up, we've really explored how focusing on a smooth, clear billing experience as part of the overall patient roadmap isn't just about getting paid efficiently. It's really fundamental to creating a positive patient experience, building trust, keeping patients engaged, which ultimately helps both the patient and the practice's financial health.
Precisely. By tackling those core problems head on, the unclear bills, the lack of payment flexibility, the spotty communication, and by bringing in smart solutions like transparent statements, upfront cost estimates, modern payment methods, timely reminders, providers can seriously boost patient satisfaction and improve their own bottom line.
So here's a final thought for you listening. Think about your own experiences with healthcare finances. How have those interactions, paying bills, understanding costs, shaped how you feel about your doctors or hospitals? Have you ever felt lost or frustrated by a bill, or wished it was just easier to pay? Thinking back on our conversation today, do your own experiences kind of mirror the challenges and the potential solutions we've talked about from that BillFlash article?
Yeah, this deep dive really highlights that making medical billing clear and convenient isn't just some back office task. It's actually a core part of building a stronger, more trusting relationship between patients and providers. It fosters that long-term engagement and ultimately makes the whole healthcare experience better and less stressful for everyone involved.
Thanks for tuning into the Billing Blueprint Podcast. For more insights or to dive deeper into today's topics, head over to BillFlash.com. Don't forget to subscribe. And we'll catch you next week with more strategies to keep your practice running smoothly and getting paid faster.